We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball. Southwest Valley is finally going to get a chance to open up their season tonight as they visit East Mills. And head coach Keegan Longabaugh joins me now. And, Coach, you had a couple of false starts to begin the season, but it must feel good to finally get on the baseball diamond tonight.
Absolutely. You know, we've been battling a lot of different things here at the start of the season. So, you know, every school goes through it and having to fight with spring sports. You know, it's just something that we hope can change here sooner than later because, you know, smaller schools, especially these 1A, 2A schools, really have to battle with, you know, the spring sport going over into our summer sports. As you know, last week we were scheduled two games and, you know, weather kind of knocked us out. And numbers wise, you know, we had quite a few guys make it to state track, which was an awesome accomplishment for those athletes and for this school, you know, but it's just unfortunate, you know, number wise in small town baseball in Iowa here, it's you're not blessed with the numbers that, you know, some other sports may be. But, you know, most of these other teams we've played, I think every team on our schedule besides us has a game under their belt. So, you know, we're really hoping that we can jump out of the gates early and do what we need to do tonight.
So with your team coming into tonight, you know, how do you feel about the makeup of this year's squad? And you're coming off an 11-16 record. So, you know, what do you like about your team coming into the season?
Well, you know, we bring back a little bit of experience. You know, we unfortunately graduated about eight guys last year, I think seven or eight guys from last year's squad. So there was a lot of experience that ended up exiting after last year's district final game. But, you know, we bring in some big names, some key contributors to last year's team, whether it comes off the mound and comes at the plate. You know, guys like Wyatt Mendenhall, Brody Crozier, Gavin Wetzel, and Walker Bissell are our four returning starters. And they're guys that didn't just start 1 year. You know, they have two or three years of experience already under their belt, and none of them are seniors. So I haven't seen before in my coaching days for football or baseball the leadership role that these sophomores and juniors have taken already. I mean, these guys act like they're true leaders, and they're doing everything they can to help get these guys ready to go for tonight, and not just for tonight, but the rest of the season. So, you know, it doesn't matter what the results are. You know, these first couple of weeks, you know, we've always harped on finishing the season as best as we possibly can. And that's what we did last year. You know, we had a lot of struggles last year, finishing games throughout the regular season. And by the end of the season, we were winning games and ended up making a really deep postseason run. And, you know, first district final appearance for this school at Southwest Valley. And we're hoping to just build off of that.
So, I mean, you do lose your top two pitchers from last year who have graduated, Isaac Curran and Braden Mater. So, you know, what do you see in terms of just giving you innings right now? I mean, like Gavin Wetzel had 10 appearances last year, but only two starts. Do you use him more as a starter this year? How do you see your starter pitchers coming in?
We're really confident with our top three. You know, yeah, losing Isaac and Braden, those guys were our workhorses. We really put a lot on them the past couple of years, and especially towards the end of last season. It was, you know, trying to use pitch count so we could use them multiple times a week. But, you know, these three guys and Gavin Wetzel, Walker Bissell, and Wyatt Mendenhall have all seen a lot of time on a varsity mound. You know, Wyatt, he saw a lot of time as an eighth grader and as a freshman. You know, he kind of took a little step back from the mound last year. We really didn't need him near as much. But, you know, last year going into last season, we had, you know, a complete different pitching rotation kind of deal that we've did at the beginning of the season to the end of the season. You know, there were about three guys that we planned on pitching a lot that really couldn't find the strike zone. And those guys aren't on the team anymore. So they took a big role in their, you know, plate appearances and being in the field. And that's where Gavin and Walker really got a lot more time on the mound. They got their shots because, you know, we just needed guys that could throw quality strikes. And those two really got a lot more experience on the mound. You know, Wyatt's going to get back into that role again this year. So with those top three, I feel if we have those guys available that we can be in any game this year.
Offensively, I mean, you swung the bats pretty well last year, hit .289 as a club. I mean, how do you feel about the offense coming into this season and the guys coming back?
There are some question marks up in the air with some of these guys, just for the fact that they haven't played varsity baseball yet. It's for number wise, we're eighth grade heavy. So you're going to be seeing probably two or three of these eighth graders swinging a bat at different points in the year. You know, we're just going to kind of get that feel of this week of, you know, who might be ready, who might not be ready. But when it comes to, you know, our four returning starters, you know, those are guys that have seen a lot of plate appearances and very well capable of getting on base and putting the bat on the ball. We're really approaching a, you know, kind of an on base percentage kind of season for the very onset here. You know, get yourself on base. That'll get a little confidence up. You know, with a lot of these guys, you know, it's just they've shown a lot so far hitting in the cage. We've done some live stuff and, you know, there's a lot of promise here. It's just if, you know, once we get our feet settled in, you know, these first couple games here, there's going to be a little bit of jitters under these guys that, you know, haven't had a lot of varsity baseball experience. But I think once we get into the heart of next week, I think we're going to start seeing guys really settle in.
Tell me some of these young kids, eighth graders, freshmen, that are going to see some playing time for you.
Yeah. So, you know, there's, like I said, we don't have any seniors. So that's a plus for getting some experience under these guys. And, you know, the guys I'm really looking at for freshmen and eighth graders are Casey Jones and Wyatt Shires and Braden Truman. Those guys are all three freshmen. Wyatt Shires saw a lot of time base running last year. He got a little bit of time in the field. Casey Jones and Braden Truman are guys also that put a lot of work in this offseason. Those guys are kind of, you know, those guys that we're really hoping can step up for the designated position we put them in. Eighth grade wise, you know, we look at Hudson Bissell. He's a guy that has been a consistent fielder, you know, over his years. I've watched him play baseball, so we're hoping that he can step into an infielder's role here, as whether it's second base, shortstop position. And then Griffin Wetzel and a Caleb Owen, who are, you know, pretty big dudes for being eighth graders. You know, they're both about 6'1", 6'2", already, and they both swing the bat with power. So we're really hoping one of those two guys can step in and take a little bit of stress off of Hudson's shoulders so he can worry about the fielding, and then one of those two guys can get it going at the plate.
So what do you see as the overall key for this team to have success this year? You made it to the district finals last year, but you're having to retool a little bit. Hopefully you, as we like to call it in high school, reload a little bit using some young talent, no seniors on this year's roster. What are your keys to have a similar type of success?
Yeah, it all starts on the mound. You know, we found out a lot last year, especially if we didn't have guys that were able to throw quality strikes on the mound, then we weren't going to be in some games. You know, there were some games that we should have been in, but, you know, we just didn't have the guys up on the mound throwing strikes. These guys that we have this year, I have a lot of faith in throwing those quality strikes. You talk about those top three guys in Mendenhall, Wetzel and Bissell, but, you know, there's a lot of baseball to be played and you can't just rely on three guys. So, you know, Casey Jones is definitely going to be a guy that's going to step up and have to throw a little bit. And you might see a couple of these eighth graders, you know, Bissell or Owen throwing on the mound a little bit, but we're going to really kind of tool around and try to find some other guys that can give us a couple quality innings, whether it's one or two innings a week, whatever it may be. You know, it starts on the mound and it starts with us getting on base. You know, that was one thing that a lot of these guys took pride in last year was, you know, we did hit the ball very well last year, but we also had guys that were able to get on base. So then we put a lot of pressure on our opponents. So we've always been a small ball team. We've never been that team that's, you know, just a power slugging team, which you're not going to see that very often in 1A, 2A baseball. You know, you're going to see those teams that are like that when you get to the state tournament. But for the most part, when you're playing small town baseball, you got to play small ball. You got to do the little things right. You got to throw quality strikes. You got to field the ball. You know, if we play good defense, then I think we're going to be in a lot of games that we end up playing here.
Well, it all starts tonight as you head off to East Mills to take on the Wolverines. Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight and, of course, throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Keegan Longabaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley Baseball, with us here on KSOM.